Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak, and on this program, we're going to talk about, and I think you're going to like this topic, the topic of without Jesus, you can do nothing. I really think, you know, this, it sounds a little harsh at first, without Jesus, you can do nothing, but in reality, it takes a lot of pressure off of us, doesn't it? So that's what we're going to talk about. This message is based on the readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter, which is kind of incredible because of the fact that Easter only has seven Sundays. So as long as this Easter season was, you remember when we were just beginning the Easter season and we said, look, we're going to be doing this for 50 days. We're already at the fifth Sunday of Easter. So good news, bad news. The good news is there's still plenty of time to really appreciate the resurrection of the Lord. That's what we do during the Easter season. We appreciate more so. There's more emphasis on the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead and ready and willing to enter into a relationship with us, ready and willing to supply for all of our needs, you know. So that's the good thing about the resurrection. Of course, you don't want to leave out the eternal life aspect, which is also huge. But for many of us, the day-to-day living is where the challenge lies. You know, we can accept eternal life in heaven, and it's a great thing. It's something it should really drive us throughout the day to always remember, yeah, there's a better life for me one day. But we can't lose sight of the fact that we're here. And here's the deal. If you're listening to this program right now, you're still here. You're not in heaven. So the Lord has something for you to do. And that's where this can get overwhelming. That's where life can become overwhelming because we think, I can't do this, whatever this is, you know, the challenge that you're faced with today. But the message of Jesus that we're going to talk about today on the program is, well, yeah, you can't by yourself. Apart from me, you can do nothing, but with me, all things are possible. So we need to lean on him. And what does it mean to remain connected to Jesus? There could be a lot of different interpretations of that, but let's take a look at exactly what that means. At any rate, I am so glad to have you with me on the program. Thank you. I'm so thankful to have you as a listener to the show. I'm so grateful to all of the podcasting services and Catholic radio stations across the country that make this program accessible to so many people. So I'm grateful to everybody. But without further ado, let's turn now to Jesus. Let's pray to Jesus today and ask him for the grace that we need to be able to really hear and put into practice the message that he's going to deliver to us today. So if you join me, I'm going to lead. Just follow along, and we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, wow, it is so great to be able to have this conversation with you. Lord, you are so good to us. Not only did you leave the comforts of heaven and enter into our fallen world with all of its inconveniences and difficulties and so much lack of comfort, you entered into that world, our world, so that you could make reparation for our sins by dying on the cross and open up the gates of heaven for us by rising from the dead and assuring us that there's a place in heaven reserved for us. Furthermore, Lord, you give us the grace that we need to be able to work with you in assuring that we do indeed check into the heavenly hotel in that room that was reserved for us. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you for always being willing to help us. Lord, we're going to ask you for that help today. We lift up all of our needs. We lift up anything we're worried about at the moment. We ask you to increase our confidence in you. We ask you to use us, Lord, as your instruments. We ask you to heal those who are sick. That may be us. It may be somebody else we know. And Lord, above all, we ask that one day we can live with you in heaven. Lord, I ask you to send me a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit this day so that I can deliver your message over the airwaves here. And I ask that you open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we can listen and be receptive to what you have to say to us on this program and then be willing to put it into practice. Lord, we ask this in your name, in your powerful and mighty name. We ask it with confidence, knowing that you will hear and answer our prayer. We ask these things through the intercession of your Blessed Mother Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, I do ask with confidence. Sometimes the confidence wavers a little bit, the feeling of confidence. But the more you walk with Christ every day, the more you read Scripture, the more you talk to him in prayer, the more you let him communicate to you through his Bible, through the teachings of his church, and the more you receive the sacraments. You start doing these things on a regular basis, and the more help you ask the Lord for, the more confident you feel. You know, we can have confidence. We can express confidence to make a decision to trust Jesus, even if we don't feel it. And I recommend that you always do that. You trust him, even if you don't feel it. You don't always have to trust. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't always have to feel trust. That's what faith is all about. Faith involves some degree of uncertainty. That's why it's faith. But the more you hang out with Jesus, the more that you just spend time in his presence and receive the grace that he wants to give us, the more you're going to feel that trust and the more real he becomes. The Holy Spirit is very helpful when it comes to that as well. But I'm glad to have you with me. My name is Gary Zimek. This is the Gary Zimek Show. So thank you so much for tuning in to the program. And we're going to talk about the readings, the mass readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter today. And again, the message is, without Jesus, you can do nothing. I find this to be a very comforting message, meaning that, like, well, the Lord's not expecting me to do anything on my own. And you know, that's yes and no. He expects us to do what little we can, but it's not really that much. He does most of the heavy lifting. If you'd like to find out more about my work, maybe pick up a copy of my new book, Give Up Worry for Good, or sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, or, yes, there's something else, or invite me to speak at your church or your conference. Because now my speaking is starting to pick up a little bit again, very slowly, now that the world is opening up, thanks be to God, and some of the restrictions are being lifted on the pandemic. But especially, Lent is a very busy time for me. So if you'd like to invite me to lead a parish mission or give a talk or a retreat or speak at your conference during Lent of 2022, I've already booked at least one engagement. Now's the time to make those arrangements. You know, I can give up worry for Lent talk. That's always my most popular talk. But if you're interested in that, in getting the book, or in signing up for my free daily email reflection, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com, which is my website, and you can do any of that there at followingthetruth.com. All right, let's get right into these readings. So I always start with the gospel. I'm going to do that again today. And I believe when we look at all of these Sunday Mass readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter, I believe the message is, without Jesus, you can do nothing. So let's present it, and we'll talk a little bit about it. The gospel comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit." Quick note about that. If you are trying to serve Jesus in some way, if you're trying to get closer to him, if you're making a sincere effort to grow in your relationship with him, I hate to tell you this, but expect a little pruning. You know, it's not always pleasant, but it is absolutely necessary. In my case, I have found that the pruning I have been getting is in trust and pride. I need to trust the Lord more. And my pride often gets in the way, not just of trusting, but of dealing with people the way he wants me to deal with them. So I've been pruned of my excessive pride, and it's an ongoing process, and pruned of my lack of trust. It's all good, though. So let the Lord work with you. Let him work with you, because we can't go into a relationship with him and not be willing to change. He wants to change us. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in us. The Holy Spirit changes us gradually, sometimes a little too gradually, into the image of Jesus. That requires pruning. Okay? And then Jesus continues with this message, and he says, "You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither." Now, you know that's not good, right? "People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned." You know, Jesus is trying to get our attention, and I think it's working. "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." I think we got to tackle that last piece of information before we do anything else. Ask for whatever you want. Doesn't mean if you ask for something immoral or not good for you spiritually, you're going to get it. If you ask in Jesus, Jesus knows exactly what each one of us needs. So if we ask in his name, which is according to his will, we don't always know that for sure. And because of that, that's okay. I always recommend when people ask me, ask for something if you think you need it. Now, a little common sense obviously goes a long way. Don't ask for anything that you know is not good for you spiritually. If there's something that's going to help you, not help you, or hurt your chances of getting to heaven, I would not recommend that you ask for it, because it's sort of an insult to God. And it's also, you're not going to get it. He's not going to grant you something that is bad for you. So keep that in mind. But most of us don't ask for things that we know aren't good for us. But sometimes we don't know. "Please, Lord, let me get this new job. It's going to be good. It pays more money." But maybe you have a problem with greed. Maybe you have a gambling addiction. Maybe you are going to have to spend less time with your family, less time in prayer. And the Lord might say, "No, this job is not the best for you." And that's when he comes and says, "No." And that's a good thing. So, yes, if it's the Lord's will that this, whatever this is good for you, you will receive it. That's what Jesus is saying here, and that's what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. The other important thing for us to remember is the idea of remaining connected to Jesus, certainly to have a personal relationship with him. You got to talk to him every day. You have to find time, and we can all make time. We all have multiple hours in the day to find some time to talk for Jesus, to Jesus. Doesn't have to be a few hours. You just have to find time to connect to him. But you also have to remember, and this is where sometimes we can get ourselves into trouble, that Jesus founded a church. So in order to remain connected to Christ, what does that mean? It means we have to listen to the teaching of his church. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So you can't say, well, me and Jesus, we have this thing, and Jesus told me that it, even though I'm Catholic and the church tells me that I must attend Mass on Sunday, you know, I had this conversation with Jesus, and he said that's not necessary. Well, you know you're wrong if you start thinking like that. And the same thing goes for isolating yourself too much. Now, I know we are still, to one degree or another, in the midst of this pandemic. Some degree of isolation is still unavoidable. But as a church, you and me as members of the church, we're part of the body of Christ. So in order to connect more fully to Christ, not only do I have to receive the sacraments, but I need to be associated with you in some way, because you and me, we're part of the church. So community is important. It is an important part of remaining connected with Jesus, because a lot of times, you know, whether you're in a small Bible study group or you know people at your church, it keeps you from straying too far off the road. We can all get off the path a little bit with in terms of what Jesus wants us to do, because if it's just me and I'm all by myself, then I can convince myself that this sin that I'm committing is really not a sin. You need people. So when possible, and even if it's through the internet or some way virtually, we are all members of the body of Christ, the church. So to stay connected with Jesus, we have to remain connected to the other members of the church as well as the church itself. And these are ways that we remain connected to Christ. And also the obvious thing is that if we don't ask for the grace we need to make it through the day, to deal with whatever challenges we have, to deal with our job, to deal with our schoolwork, with taking care of our kids, whatever we're dealing with, if we're not asking Jesus for help, expect to fail or expect to burn out. And that's what I've learned, even in full-time ministry. If I don't make time for Christ, and I had a spiritual director who told me this years ago, and at first I didn't believe him, but now I get it. If I don't make time, and in my case, it involves praying in the morning, getting up early. My wife and I then pray together. After I had some time to do some reading and to pray, then Eileen gets up, we pray together, and then we go to daily Mass. We are blessed to be able to do that. I used to, at one time, just start working, even when I was in full-time ministry, and it was becoming a drudgery. It was becoming overwhelming to me. Now when I spend some time with the Lord and also take breaks throughout the day to connect with him in prayer, it's so much lighter, lesser of a burden, because he's doing the work through me. And that's a lesson that I needed to learn, because I'm the type of guy that just wants to get things done. You got to ask the Lord to help you. Okay, let's look at the first reading, Acts chapter 9, verses 26 through 31. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple, which makes sense because Saul, who would go on to be known as Paul, was a notorious persecutor of Christians. Of course, they were scared of him. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. So as we see throughout the Easter season, this readings, these readings from the Acts of the Apostles, give us a glimpse into the life of the early church. And what we see very much is the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so active in the church at a time when persecution against Christians is a very real problem, but yet the church continued to grow. This is an example of being rooted in Jesus. That what we heard in the gospel, Jesus is the power through his Holy Spirit, the power behind the success of the church. And all of these things that we see, and you know, one of the things that the Lord likes to do is use imperfect and weak instruments to do his work. By him using Saul/Paul, it's pretty obvious he's a very unlikely candidate to share the gospel. Jesus wanted to make sure that he was getting the credit for doing the work. You know, if he had picked possibly a strong believer, somebody well-respected in the Christian community, somebody well-versed in the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures, then it would look like, I'm not saying Paul wasn't, Paul was well-versed in the scriptures because he was a Pharisee, but if he was too strong of a personality and didn't have any weaknesses, sometimes either the people or the person being used to do the Lord's work would forget that Jesus is really responsible for everything that they do. So when somebody looks at me, they know this has got to be the Lord, because this guy isn't going to get anything done on his own. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I know I have certain gifts, but essentially, I'm a pretty weak person. And that's good, because the Lord can use me. And here's the thing, he can use you too, as long as you stay connected to him. I know without Jesus, I can do absolutely nothing. That's why I pray at the start of the show every week, because I need his help. You need to get a good message, and you're not going to get it from me alone. You're going to get it from the Holy Spirit working through me. And so that, I think it's an important lesson for all of us. Let's look at the responsorial psalm. Comes from Psalm 22. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear the Lord. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. See that idea of being connected to Jesus. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's what he's saying. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord for strength. All the families of the nations shall bow down before him. To him alone shall bow down all who sleep on the earth, in the earth. Before him shall bend all who go down into the dust. The idea that Jesus reigns supreme. He's the King of kings, Lord of lords. And to him my soul shall live. My descendants shall serve him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice he has shown. I will praise you, Lord, in the assembly of your people. Acknowledging the sovereignty of the Lord, that's what we're called to do as Christians. You know, this isn't about us. It's not about me. It's not about you. You might be a great speaker. You might be a great writer. You might be great at whatever it is you do. But if you don't depend on the power of Jesus, your message is not going to be effective. It's just not, especially when it comes to evangelizing, to spreading the gospel. You are not going to be able to convert anybody on your own. And you know, that's a challenge that many of us struggle with. Like, how am I going to share Jesus with people who don't care? Well, you can't. You could do your best. You could do your best. You can explain yourself very logically, but until they're receptive, they're not going to hear what you have to say. They're not going to let it take root. The Holy Spirit has to work using your words, opening up their heart, and then you're going to see results. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 through 24. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them. Remember that from the gospel reading today? If you keep the Lord's commandments, you remain in him and he in you. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. And that's a reminder for all members of the church needing to be connected, needing to remain close. This is not an isolated thing. Your relationship with Christ has to be personal. You have to have a personal relationship with Christ, but it shouldn't be private. So we worship individually, but also in community. That's why it's important to go to Mass when you're able, if you're physically able, if the restrictions don't prohibit you from going, to participate in the Mass, but also to have that personal relationship with Christ. But to sum up, as we're just about out of time, without Jesus, you and me, we can do nothing. But with Jesus, remember that verse from St. Paul, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in him who gives me strength, or who strengthens me. With him on our side, we can do whatever he asks us to do. I want to thank you. This was great hanging out with you on this program. If you have any questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. And before I go, I just want to ask you to please continue to keep me and my ministry in your prayers. Be assured I'm praying for you every day as well. Tell some people about the program, if you wouldn't mind. Help spread the word. And I also could use additional financial support to keep my ministry going. If you've done so already, thank you. I'm grateful. If you're able to send a donation my way, or even better, to become a monthly sponsor, which is something I really need help with now, please prayerfully consider doing so by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. The Lord is providing for my needs, but it's really tricky in this time of still not a lot of speaking being available. So you are my lifeline right now. If you enjoy the program, if you like reading my daily email reflection, if you like reading my books, your donation is crucial to keep the ministry going. I'm very grateful, and I thank you. If you're able to, if you're not, you are always welcome here, free of charge. And you know, please share it with your friends as well. But if you're able to contribute, I could really use the support. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to donate securely online. Hey, look, I hope you have a wonderful week. Again, you're in my prayers. If you need anything, you email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. And I greatly look forward to being back with you, God willing, next week on the program for the sixth Sunday of Easter. Unbelievable. We're making it through the Easter season. But while we're still in it, keep rejoicing. Keep saying hallelujah, because the Lord is risen. And then recognize that that risen Jesus is the only way that you're going to get anything done in life. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.